It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome, you listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from our studios in downtown Grand Rapids, and we're glad you took a minute to tune in. Those of you that are listening in Grand Rapids, good morning, because we're on at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning. But hey, way to start the Lord's Day with the Grillin' Guys. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
We can cook on water. That's about it.
Yeah, right.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you. Or good afternoon, depending on which market you're in. We're sure happy that you took a little time to sit down and think about some good food, maybe a tasty microbrew or a glass of good wine. I think we're just going to talk about some summer goodness today, Jop.
Yep, and I've got a few of them to talk about. And the cooking I did this last week wasn't anything from the week before. We didn't have quite the celebrations we had a couple weeks ago, so this was a pretty much normal week. But I did try a couple things, and I'll kick off with an old-time favorite, but I put a little twist on it, is I had some chicken wings in the freezer, right? Thawed them out, and I rolled them in some Old World Olive Company lime-flavored olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a
Can I time you out? You said you had some chicken wings in the freezer. Were they raw?
Yeah.
Frozen raw? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was like leftovers.
No, from... I don't. Okay. They never get left over. They're eaten.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, raw chicken, rolled them in, thawed them out, rolled them in some Old World Olive Company lime flavored olive oil, and then put a Memphis rub on them, which is a little bit citrusy anyway, and smoked those for about 2 hours on about 225. Pulled them out, and the skin was still just a little bit rubbery, right? But they had nice smoke flavor on them, and the seasoning had set in. And so I got the deep fryer out and heated up some oil
at
350.
Great way to do it.
And dunked those in there for about 3 or 4 minutes just to get the skin crispy. And I pulled them out, and obviously way too hot to eat. So let them set.
But you ate them anyway.
Right, yeah. I let them set about 15, 20 minutes. And we ended up, Lisa and I ended up going over to a friend's house and took them. I had 40 of them made. So I took a big pan of these wings over with some blue cheese dressing. Super simple. But that second step of deep frying them in some oil and was wonderful because it crisped them up. And this guy's like, oh, my God, these chicken wings are like the best I've ever
had.
Well,
you know,
like,
Big Bob Gibson's and a few of those guys practice that as a – I mean, they developed that technique long time ago,
and
it's not popular.
Right.
It's not popular, but it should be.
Right.
So you found out accidentally how good it is.
Yeah, and
nice.
but you could taste the smoke flavor.
Right.
But they were the crispiness
of the
deep fried.
That's the beauty
of it. Yeah, man, it was really cool, and it turned out well. I just waited till they floated in the oil. Right. You put them down in there; they're underneath. It's frying and crackling, and all of a sudden they start floating to the top. It's like, it must be done.
It's a donut.
Right. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. So anyway, good time.
Very nice.
But yeah, that was this week's grilling experiment. That one turned out pretty good. So
I'm going to do a little recipe in the second segment that I came up with this week because the garden is hitting me and I'm trying to get rid of food out of the garden and I have a bunch of meat in the freezer. So it's like I didn't even have to go to the store.
Right.
With the tomatoes, peppers, and beef and pork.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm done. Well,
right.
I don't brew my own beer, so I do have to go a little bit to the
right.
store.
Yep.
Tonight we have a wedding for our friend's daughter and son-in-law.
You've been on a roll
son-in-law.
With those.
Casey and Corey are getting married tonight. So we'll be out by your house, the rail side.
Oh, okay.
And then we were just talking before the thing about this COVID. And in my opinion, which I stated very strongly, I think the health of the nation's back. I feel like people are just done waiting and they're coming out and they're just, I don't know. I still see a lot of people freaked out and paranoid and all ducted up and masked up and everything, but I see an awful lot of people just saying, I'm done. I'm moving on with this. I'm going to have fun. And depending on where you go,
sure.
And who the crowd is. But we've been enjoying our COVIDcation.
Right.
And, we're actually, I'm ramping it up more. I think I'm going to take advantage of it because it's such a nice summer.
Right. Oh, it's been an incredible summer. In Michigan, anyway, we don't get sunshine 4 or 5 days in a row, week after week. I mean, it's always cloudy in Michigan.
It's always cloudy, and it's
right.
not.
And it's not been this year. It's crazy good.
So our granddaughters came up this week, and they're going to be with us for 10 days. And so in a couple of days, Maureen and I are going to take them up to Wilderness.
Okay.
And we're going to we have a spot right on Lake Michigan. I mean, literally, when you camp in Wilderness, if you get the right spot, you can back your unit up literally to the beach. We're taking a couple of tents. I think one for me and one for Maureen and the girls.
Right. You'll sleep better that way.
I will. But I haven't told her that part yet. I guess Wilderness Campground. It's
where's just, it at? Where
oh, it's I assume people know, and that's right. So when you go up to Mackinac City, just go left for about 7 or 8 miles.
Okay, so it's right on Lake Michigan or
it's
Lake
right
Huron?
On Lake Michigan.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So you head west about 8 miles out of Mackinac City, maybe 2 miles south and then straight west.
Didn't Bob Seger sing something about that?
It is so gorgeous.
Yeah?
Oh, the beach is beautiful. The waves just crash in. You got these just really cool campsites that are separated by pine trees and a little walkway up to your spot, and you get privacy. Mm-hmm. So there's enough trees in between each spot that in the dark you can slip down and take a leak. You don't have to go to the restroom.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Well, it's a big deal for you. I know that. Yeah.
You're going to drink some beer at the campfire?
Right.
You can walk all the way down to that restroom? No, I don't think so.
Right. Well, this is okay. Just avoid the park ranger. You'll be good. He or she has a flashlight. You just remember that. But
yeah, no, it's good. It's fun. We love it. And I just recently acquired an RV, but I have to do some work to it. So we're going to take the tents.
I see. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And you're going for a week?
No, we're just going for a couple nights.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give the kids the house for a couple nights, and I'm sure there'll be parties there for 2 nights in a row.
Right. Well, you guys enjoy your camping trip. I'll tell everybody that you miss them at the house, right?
Yeah. I'll have to change the combination to liquor cabinet.
I'll have to get a hold of them, see what they want me to bring.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, made another recipe, Bob, that I want to touch on real quick. I made some lemon garlic mushrooms. I'm a mushroom guy. Some people aren't, but I just got the big white button mushrooms, about the biggest ones I could get. Maybe they're golf ball size, and threw them in my grilling basket. And real simply, just put some. I put garlic, olive oil, and minced garlic on them. Rolled them in the pan, and then threw them on that grilling basket, and let them go on medium heat, about 5 to 7 minutes. Tossed them in about another 5-7 minutes on that side. And then just sprinkled a little parsley on those. And I put on some regular barbecue seasoning, whatever you have. It was a little bit sweeter profile, just to give them a little zip right at the end. And
the salt and everything woke them up a little
bit. Right, it did.
Salt and sugar.
And I served those as a side dish. And I was, again, it's not, but the lemon, I'm sorry, I missed. I squirted some lemon on them, too, right at the end.
Nice.
And so that was
that
kind
works
of a,
for almost everything.
Right, I got a little lemon garlic on these mushrooms.
Nice.
It was, this time of year, you can find them reasonably priced, and I had a big 2-pound package of them, so
nice.
I threw those on there, and it tasted pretty good. So, yeah, I was. Anything else? What'd you grill this week? Anything?
I think all I grilled was some brats and a couple steaks. I did. I had some a little chunk of brisket left over from your wedding.
So do I, still. And it's over a week old. I was surprised, but it tasted good.
No, it's fine. I just had a little piece, and so I went out in the garden again. The garden's wonderful. And my tomatoes are like this big.
They can't see that on the radio,
gesturing.
But that's softball size in your world.
The jalapenos are growing. I still have Vidalias in the fridge in the basement. So I got peppers, green peppers, tomatoes, and then that brisket, and I just made up a quick chili, and it was fantastic.
Wow. Coming up next, chimichurri tri-tip. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Not really.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering. Better Michigan beer.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.